Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. My faithful Charusa, Dr. Lederreich, is always here to learn with us. So we're starting a new sugya today in Ksubis. One of the core, I keep on saying this every week because it's true every week, one of the core sugyas in first parak of Ksubis in the Yeshivisha Mahalach to Inyani Chazaka and the Manas. So the Gemara here has a story which names the sugya. The sugya is named Arus Varu Sasai, and the Gemara here names the sugya. Who Arus Varu Sasai? Daf Yudalit, please. Okay, we ready?
Number Aleph on the base.
It starts on 13B. It starts on the Gimel base. Oh boy, we don't have you dialed it. Gimel here. Okay, so now I'll read you the Lashon of the Gemara. Who are us l'kam Rabbi Yosef? It was a Arus and Rasasi who came in front of Rabbi Yosef. He amra minahi. She said that the ubar is from me. Who amar en? He was maida minahi. It's from me. So says Rashi, MS Mimenihu. I agree that it is from me. So Yosef says they are Neman. The pair, this Shane of Parfolk here, are Neman. Why? Why should we not believe them? Chada the Hakamaida. Both of them are Maida, and he's the father. Right. Amrebuder Mishmuel, Halacha. Rabbi Gamliel. What's the halacha like Gamliel? As we learned last week, that Isha's name to say that she was Mizana with the Ish Kasher and that with the Ish Pasel. Rabbi Shua is Chalik, says the Gemara. We Paschal like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Shua halacha Gamliel. And therefore, there's two reasons to assume that she is Kasher and that she's name in the blood is Kasher. So the Gemara says, so we don't really need to go that much further in the Gemara, but let's go back here at Tosfos. Tosfos, Gevir Maskel Ahu, asked the obvious kasha. Again, you got to go to the... That's a very strong kasha. It's the main kasha in the sugya, which other Rishonim ask. I'll read it ice, and then we'll see some excerpts from this text. Even going to say that the Arus is like the Neman, that she was Mizanim with the Arus Sasai, and therefore the Vlad is Kusher, we still have another problem. How do we know that the Bia that they're talking about is the one that produced this Vlad? Maybe she's a loose woman, and therefore she had a Bia from somebody else. Why would we be chayshish for that? So the Gemara says the reason why we're chayshish for that is because, one second, please, Rabbi Sai, are you learning together with Chavrusa? Excuse me, are you learning together with Chavrusa? Could I ask you to go down there because I'm talking on a thing? Yes, okay. So the Gemara says that there's a Gemara in Yevamos, which is worth seeing inside, immediately, since Tosfos cites it. Gemara in Yevamos brings a principle called Mida Afgura. What's the Pshat Mida Afgura? If you look here at the Gemara in Daf Samach Tesum Beis, the Gemara says, Itmar, Habal Rasa Sebe Beis Chamav, some page 31. Machlekes Mishnah Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, Shmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki. Amar Rava, Mistavre Milsei the Rav, the Daima Ma'alma. Mistavre the Rav's Halacha, which says that the Vlad is Mamzer Dafke in Daima Ma'alma. Rashi defines Daima Ma'alma if we have a possibility of the person coming, Shechashuda Me'acherim. It's a Rashi in four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom. Shechashuda Me'acherim. The Leka Lachshuri Kshar B'nei Daimish and Kshar. The Hasam Kibn Nesuhi, since she's married, you have to give me a marker about five, six lines from the bottom. The Daima Ma'alma. Since she was Nasui, there is a chazaka called Rabbi Yosachar Abal. But here, Avalacha Lemurkal Mivakulahai, Balechup, here she's an Arus. And an Arus is not normally participating in such activities. So therefore, it doesn't have the chazaka of Rabbi Elias Achar Abal. The Gemara goes on to explain the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, Libi the Bain Rava. And the Gemara says, the reason why Rav said the Vlad is Mamzer, my time at Domrinon, me the Afkar Nafshal Gaba Arus, Afkar Nafshal Alma. Since he was Mafkir, her Nefesh, Gaba the Arus, she also was Mafkir, her Nefesh, for everybody else. This is the svara called Midafker. Frektisus, back on Ksubis, if we now have such a svara of Midafkara, why is that not applied to the Aris Arisasi? Miyukasha, says Tisus in the bottom of page 29. Let's go back to pages. Psaif Perikamana, the Pliga Rapish Mobu. Once a woman is perceived or adjudicated to have loose morals, neither afkara, so maybe she was mafkered for other people too. So Lamaisa, why don't we apply this principle of the Gemara Yevamis? That chashina mida afkara nafsha ligaba aris afkara nafsha mida alma. This is the main kasha that the Rishonim bring, which is the stira in sugis. So both Taisvis gives a teretz, and the Ramban gives it. Rabbeinu Ramban gives a teretz. Let's see the way the Ramban tells the kasha, and then we'll go to the terutzim. First in Taisvis, and then in the Ramban. It was simultaneous chronologically. Had Rabbi Yosef asked the Kalishna Basra, on page 32, that on page 32, the Minas Paragon, Kailu Gali, the Asma Balam, Suspace Chamov. So now there's a problem because Sigmendo Abiyo, Ravam Avlad Bamzer, Amrina Hassam, Kalishna Basra, the Babakal Amalai, Pleading the Basra, Basra Shadilla. I'm listening to comrade in the Bob League. I asked the Philippine Light Diamond from Tiech, the Africa Nafsli Gabo, Arus, Africa Nami Ligar, Shabe, Shar, Inchi. So we have a principal called me the Afkara. Vaidod Arislav Klumhu. Once we have it, I'm the Afkara. So what does it help that the Arus is Maida, that's me Mada? How does he know what else she's doing? As I freaked Rabbeinu Harambat. Taisvis deals with this problem the following way. I'm going to read this Teretz Taisvis, and we'll see it inside. Taisvis answers, in Kedushin, the Aris is boiled only once. And therefore, the question is, maybe the Uber is somebody else. But in the case of Aris or Sus and Ksubis, it's talking about a case where the Aris is Maida, that she was a regular. It's not the first time it happened. So in addition to both saying that he was the father, and therefore the Vlad is kosher, we now know that this is not the first assignation. There were many be'ilais, and therefore there were many be'ilais, even though we can't say Rebbe Lo Zechar Ba'al, which only say after a full chuppah, but we at least can apply the application that it's mistaver that it came from him. Let's see the Taisis inside. Taisis on the top of page 30. Says Taisis. The Hamayda, the Hach Einyal Shalayim Rav Shabbalei, the Pshita Shalayah Mizana Acharya La'arva Shalay Tiznim. Be'el Rav Mishmul Aser. Avdak Shem Glayna, the Aser Ba'asral L'kul Lishna. Lishna B'duvukin HaMakash Tfei. Taisis goes through the analysis, and then Taisis said this far. Yesh L'chala. Here's the difference in the two sugyas. The Ba'a, Yesh L'chala. The Ba'a the Hasam, when the Mar uses the phrase Ba'a, Hainu shapam achas ba'aleya. The word ba connotes a bia, but it could be plural or it could be singular. The word ba is singular. Av amayda b'hacha d'kamer minei han shabale b'yas harbe. The story here, this gripping story, the sad story of the Ursus Sasai, includes a lot of be'ilais. It wasn't just one be'ila. There were a lot of be'ilais. And therefore, he was Ragel Etzla Tamed. Why? Because he was. And therefore, Rai Bilais Achrabal. Taisis is stretching the Svara of Rai Bilais Achrabal into new territory, because normally Rai Bilais Achrabal applies to a full-fledged Kedushin in a case where there was Chopay, there wasn't. There were Arusis, Arusim, Arus Varsasa. He said, there was no Chopay. So why should we say Rai Bilais Achrabal? Zaktesis, because there was a lot of action going on here. Says Ramban, different truths. First Teretz is that the two sugyas are enachinami, that the sugya there is going on, whether or not we are choshes from the daf or not. It's machlek sabai in Rava, in the Gemara in Evamus Kedushin, and therefore this sugya is not a steering sugya. It's because each sugya is independent. And Taisis says the second. The Ramban says the second teretz. Second teretz is the more lamdish one. We have to make a chiluk between the isha and the vlad. Here the shaila is the guy with the isha. She's muteris l'mayla. Let's not lose sight of the fact of what's going on here. What's going on here is the personal status of the two of them. Anisha Nabaila, Exuba. So there, we're not Chayishish Mida Afkara. That's the Sugin Ksubis, a key central chiluk. We're not Chayishish Mida Afkara. But Nuvamis, Tanidain is Lagabi the Vlad. We are Chayishish Mida Afkara. So the Rishayim, therefore, recognize their Astir and Sugis and approach it with several different approaches. Taisvis was saying that there were many Be'ilais, and Ramban saying, Nachinami. The question here in Ksubis is different than the question in the other Sidrei Nashim, the Sechtus of Nashim, because here the question only is regarding their personal status. Shiloh, of course, is what's the Svar of Ramban? How are we Mechalik? This has been going through the last couple of weeks. How do you divide the Namanus of the Isha from the So there are many achrayim deal with this. Every single Rosh Hashiva, maybe every single one, but kamat, every Rosh Hashiva from the previous time has the shtickel taira on the sugya, and therefore. Krayim had to pick one, and there is a beautiful, well-known shtickle from Hagayin. Yes, there is, as I said, on Sunday mornings, occasionally there are people learning here, which I can't do much about. I'm going to talk louder, Pesach. Is that okay? I could do something about it. I could do it elsewhere. But it's not a, as you know, it's not always the case. I believe you can hear me. Am I right, Pesach? Or Jeff, can you talk to me and tell me if you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear me fine.
Okay. Is the background noise disruptive? Love that.
It's okay.
Okay. So Rav Shlomo Hyman I'm going to realize to you what his basic teretz is, because it's a big yisoid in what the Gemara in Yevamos's problem is. The Gemara in Yevamos's problem is that since we have a vadois that she was mafker, because you know that she did bias which were not proper, since she was mafker, mita afker legabe, this one, maybe she was mafker numerous other people, and therefore, how should we have any nemanis of the kashas? Okay, that's the kasha, obviously. Now let's see if we can get.
Rabbi, you're now on mute. We don't hear you.
You are going to hear me in a second. So he says the pshat mida afkara is not the way we think it is. The way we think it is that ketrutai, that we saw that she was mizana with the one with this person with the aris once. And therefore, maybe if she was on Reuven, she was mizana with Shimon and all his friends. That's not the pshat. That's the pasha pshat. What's the real lumdus here? It says Rosh Hashanah, the real lumdus here is that now a suffix nus was nailad. Nope, I guess pun intended. A suffix nus was nailad. A suffix came into the world. Why? Because Ruwa Mu'uberes. We saw that Isha was a Muberis. And therefore, once Anisha is Muberis, the suffix is Lefanenu. And now we know that we have to be mistopic. What Mati Vaishal Ubrizeh? Says the Gemara that you cannot be Muvar the suffix Ayudei Zis, that you knew that she was Mizana and the Aris. Why? Because it's possible to say that the Uber came from another Bia. Says Taisvis, since we're chayshish legabe the din of the Uber, so then why should we not be chayshish legabe the Isha? The Nailed is suffering with Fanenu. So how can we trust anybody here? Says Taisvis, according to Rabbi Hyman, that since we're talking about a case where the Aris, don't put it up yet for a second because I want Dailim to listen for a second, was Ba al Rosasai Pamim Rabbis. Put the Taisvis on again, if you don't mind. Let's look at that Lashon HaTaisis again. What's happening here? Yeah, so let's Lashon HaTaisis. Yesh L'chalek. Taisis says, the Hassam, when it says that there would be us there, Hainishapam Achas Bala. By the Dacha, the Karmine, and Shabala, be us Harbin. Many, many, many beers. Give me 1 second. I have to put down my mood here so I can take care of the administration. I'm learning with people. Says, what does that mean? That since we're talking about there were many Be'ilais, therefore, now we have an Uber. So the Uber, we can be Soymach, Taka came from the one Be'ila that was a Be'il Materes, because there's no Suffolk Lagabah the Vlad. Because therefore, they both admit it. So Elamai, you're going to say maybe it came from somebody else. That stuff is not with a name. Therefore, we don't apply mida afkara. That's what Taisis means. B'yesh l'chalik. It's a little bit of a amkastika zug in the lashonis of the Taisis, which is ambiguous. But this is how Rambam understood it. What about the Ramban? Ramban says that same kasha but a different teretz. Raman holds that the chashash of the afkar is only said legabe the vlad and b'chal not the beisha, even though the suffix of fanenu legabe the vlad. So the chiluk between the Ramban and Taisus is whether or not the suffix of fanenu creates any bureau to the suffix or not. Let's see this. I remember when this was the flame in the 10th grade. Can she retire with us? Who would have taught it to me at that time? Could be Zelig Epstein, Zechariah Lebracha. Can't remember which Yeshiva was. Could be Simcha Sheps, Gedalia Rashi Yeshivas, Yaitse Yeshiva Smir, who were the Rashi Yeshivas and Tervidas at the time. And it's very likely they would have taught this Rosh Tikkun Shlomo Haiman, because obviously Rosh Tikkun was a Yeshiva Tervidas, and they took him very seriously, as Tervidas did. Who are us or Sasai? Erev Yasef, Lamai Nechashla. Talmud Rav Chaim, Chada de Kamaida. Why do I am a Rabbi Yisrael? Hashav like Rabbi Gamliel. Metaisir Masal Chada. Shemri Magash Pirsh de Kamanas. Why do I name the Chashinim of the Afkara? The language is not great. It wasn't edited like the current Rosh Hashivas. Give them out professional editors. So it's like a little bit like his contemporary. This shtickle, as you can see in the bottom, was printed not after Misasai, which the Chiddush Rav Shlomo were printed. Chiddush Rav Shlomo printed by his Talmud. His Talmud was Ramechli Lefkovich. And he gathered the Shiurim of Rav Shlomo and the Ksavim, and he put out several volumes of Shlomo's Chiddushim. Gaman Anachnu Zirudim in Chavraya Bnei Shurin were able to be Zeicha to find new Shurim from Talmidim who were Maitim to Rashivas Shurim, which we were able to put out Rashis Darkenu Shurin Ches Leich Vatidu Shana Misham. So ask from Kiveger, he brings a kash from Kiveger. Eich Yifar Nesel Mishnah Darum Medaberes. How are they explaining this? Rabbi Shula says we don't believe her. The Kibbe asked the Kasha, once we started with the Afkara, once you have the application of this principle, though, since she was Mazana here, she was Mazana everywhere, so how is there any Namanas, according to Gamaliel, in any of the cases of the machlaikas, you're not going to learn Rabbi Shua and Gatsmith Terakam de Ksubis. How are we ever be able to have an amonis anywhere once you have an awacha of Midah? So I'm asked several other questions, and he says his varat here on page B. Everybody say, as always, this is really not the way to do it. So if you want to understand what he says, you have to know how he sets it up with Kiveger and the Lady Behuda. I will tell you the Vart, and then you can go back and see what you can take out of yourself. Page 34. Lafi, Aniyai, the Ikrin sold Marma, Beer, Akshash, Midafka, Nafsagab, Nafka, Nafsagab, Acharina, like my Shaman Kiveger. Now, Kiveger understood that it's a classical din of the Manas, meaning, if it's there, if she was possibility of being Mazana with other people, then there's no Nemanis. Director of Kveger, once we have this Shaila of Mida Afkara, what is possible left to have any Nemanis? Aliba de Gamliel. Zucked from Kveger, Nishtazai. Zucked from Sarmi Nishtazai. Kanira Midvarav, given the Chazin of Zinzapam, Zuchshin of Zinzapam Acheret, Zom Estavar Klau, Yolah Lachash Leidznos, Zedr Shleima, why should we assume that a person is being Mizana all the time just because he caught her once? Rak Eker Adin V'chshash Mida Afkara, Shayech Bim Uberes, Kamayarusa She'ibra, the Hailodas Sofek Etzleinu Humi Uber Shein Dena Matil Shubazer. There has to be a trigger. There has to be something which is mild of the suffix. And therefore, once we have Hailodas has suffix, it becomes suffix gomer etzleinu. And there, Efshel Leimar, since we know that the Aros is Baalea, we have to be Taila, that the Kiba Uber Maisabia. Kumai Saber Rabbi Biavamis, like Sabayan Rabba, and we pass like Rada, the Bali Baalea. So, what's the reason why she's now? When I already went through the language on the bottom. She's Nama because Ray Bill is not her mom. So he says, why would just say Ray Bill is not her mom? As we explained, because Ray Bill is not her mom, only applies to a achar chukka and not a case of arusa. Yes, liashiv, and came with kashim to kushav biruk eger. Amasis and drum beberes. The greatest kasha was from the mission room beberes. Says Rabbi Gamliel, she's nema. Why? Mida afkara. If Tysus had a kasha mida afkara in the case of arus or sasai, why doesn't Tysus have the same kasha in the case of Rabbi Shulam Gamliel? Thus, Rabbi Kvegas kasha kushi atzuma. Why did Shaisa Shtel too mean the Afkara here? Because of the Hilodas of Suffolk. There's a Uberes. There's an Uber here. There's a trigger here. There's something which is telling you that there's a reason to believe that she was Mizana. Such a case. The chash is totally different. Chash. He then explains the answer to Kirikas Kasha, explains the Taisvis, and as I said, explains numerous other Rechainus Kashas, including Shara Melech, Shef Shmaitza, and comes back to explain, Opi, this is Svara, the Kasha of Rabbeinu Ramban, who offers a different teretz, the teretz of Taisvis. The Neshua asked on asked a similar kasha of Kveger. Kveger saw from Klisheni, but I'm going to show you this Kveger Kli Rishon in Kedusha of Kveger Mishnayis. Both Rabbi Saint of Neshua and Rabbi Kveger, Israeli Rebbe's, had this similar kasha. They both had a kasha with, why don't we apply this problem of Mida Afkara? So Rabbi Neshua asks, according to Rabbi Shua, the Ish is not named to say that the boils is kasher. Ad shetav yirayel varea. From this lashon of Rabbi Yeshua's mashma, that if she would bring a raya, that she was mezana with ish kasher's neman, why is she neman? Why don't we ask the afkara legabe this baal, legabe this baal? She was afkara legabe bila sechrina. This is Rabbi Yeshua's kasha, as I said, strikingly similar to Rukveg's kasha. Let's see it on page 36. Kashali, Philly Imaisa, Rajan of Lakash, my manik, Lakshim, give the Afghan, let it go, I'm never going to fail. Rav Kveger, at the end of Arichasir, on the bottom of page 37, says, Mamayl Raj, they're Kasher. Next page, page 37. Mikomakim Nechosh. Let's go to page 37. Close with Kveger. Just to close with attempt to answer Kveger's kasha. So my answer Kveger's kasha is worth everything. It's on the bottom left. Got to scroll the page down. Im timer, ma mail raish is a kasher. You call makaim nechesh, let's get our trusty marker out. Dilma after namel achrina, benivul apostle. Yes, lema, given l'ram milmil mahani bari. So what is Rukveg asking? Rukveg is asking a kasha strikingly similar to Neshua's kasha. So what is Rukveg answer? Let me tell you what he said outside. The chashim nachra. Rav Shua is minded that Isha the Menace she was not Mazan. Machlekes Rav Shua and Rav Gamliel was only in an oifen where there was Vadai's Nus. And the suffix is, who's the Bayo? Vada is nus. But the chashash with the afkara is not vada is nus. The chashash of asker at most can be suffix nus. Rabbi Shu holds that she's the menace. Because what's he saying about afkara? Maybe. Maybe what? Nah, she's pregnant, so there's a Uber there. So what's the maybe? Maybe she was out for somebody else. Where's the suffix here? Zakhtab Shleima, according to his Mahalach, Greg's Kasha and Panishu's Kasha is not Shver. Why? Because in the case of Rumida Beres, which is the first Machlaikis, last six Machlaikis, there's no suffer the God of blood. There the issue is the personal status of the Isha. And the Chash of Mida Afkara has nothing to do with her, of the aim. The Afkara is only Shver and the Vlad. Go back again to the Shleima. Bikshagrib Kivegar on page 33, Kushiatsuma, Eichifan Seima, Mishnah. Look, I'm Shleima, according to my Mahalach, the Kivegar is for effort. On top of 34. Imkain, Lekosha, Midikushas. Rab Kivega Masnisa, Duma de Beres. Page 34, next page. Next page.
I have it up.
Mkalo,
Kashamidi Kushas are going to Rabbi Kivega.
Right there. Kashamidi Kushas are Kivega, Al Masnisa, and Duma de Beres. Excuse me. No chashash of this. Because she was nivel one person, doesn't mean she was nivel to anybody else. It says, but Vegas Kasha blives on the Sefer, but not on the Kasha where Kibaber asked. You see, two mahalchim nechashash of the Afkar. Yeshua and Kivager, and also Rabbein Ofla, all Gedalia, Mefarshia, Achrayim, Su, that Chashash is the Muspalma. Therefore, their problem is, why aren't we Chashash and nullified? Amen. Reb Shleima, Hyman holds, no, that the din of Mida Afku is a new din that was said only where there is a suffix lefanenu, where the issue is Mubaris. Time to be. Chayshish that she was Mizana with the rest of the world. Laha Leichashina. Beautiful piece of lumdus. Key to the Sugya. And I'll leave you with this to think about. I'll go through this for Plema if you have moments. The Ian Laim Gaishal Mita Shotaira. Someone just gave us a bracha. We should be learning Mita Shotaira. I pass this bracha on to you and hope to see you in Mert Hashem. I know next week is Chanukah. I know next week is the aim of the Pagra of Laila Matayra, Sunday of Hanukkah, but we do not take any vacations. So if I will have anybody of my colleagues able, willing and able on Sunday morning, we will learn. As always, I send my best regards to you, Deidre Upshleim. Everybody have a good week.